Country Club FM.
Uh-oh. Mr. Manak. Al.
First name Al, last name Manak.
Al Manak.
Time for the Bob Almanac, this date in history, birthdays, the Super Bowl week edition. It's huge. I know that both the Eagles and the Patriots are tuning in as we speak.
How did you carry the Almanac in here this morning? I mean, it was like
two-wheel dolly. Yeah. Okay. One of the ones where you actually put air in the tires, too. Not the ones with the molded plastic tires. This is
like
a good
ours?
One. 1798 this day. Today, Tuesday, January 30th. 30th day of the year. 335 left to go.
Oh, my God.
1798. We should have more of these in Congress. Maybe more would get done if they would just brawl and fight. Because the first ever a brouhaha, fisticuffs in the U.S. House of Representatives. This date, 1798, you know they're passionate about their politics.
That didn't take long.
And about passing legislation when they get into a fight. Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold fought on the House floor.
In the blue corner.
1798 on this date. Wonder what their finishing move was.
Right.
1935. What's that?
Well, I was thinking maybe it was a Vern Gagne scissors move, the sleeper hold.
Well, either the sleeper hold or the figure four leg lock are both approved by Congress.
How do you remember?
They
this
use
stuff?
Different ones for every branch of government. The legislative branch uses the figure four leg lock. The executive branch uses the sleeper hold.
Jumping Jim Brunzel.
And the judicial branch uses an illegal maneuver. Mm-hmm. It's a choke hold.
Yeah.
It's choke. It's the Cobra Clutch.
Choke on my bank account.
1835, Richard Lawrence misfires. President Andrew Jackson almost died on this date, but Richard Lawrence misfired his musket. First ever attempted assassination of a U.S. president.
Wow.
1835. They've been happy up to that point, and then 1835, somebody was disgruntled, and President Andrew Jackson almost went down, but he didn't. 1835, Old Hickory lived. And lived on.
You had to put that face on a bill.
We did lose Betsy Ross on this date, 1836. She knows how to sew. She was she had a backlog of all her mendies.
She
had a lot of mending she needed to do, and then she decided to do the flag. Just think of the people she was sewing for. They had given her things to sew, whether it was mending or actually making garments, maybe for a wedding. She was supposed to make a wedding dress. Instead, she decided to do the flag.
She kept us in stitches.
Betsy Ross died at the age of 84. Betsy, 1836. 1862, U.S. Navy's first ironclad warship, the Monitor.
The Monitor.
Remember it battled the Merrimack.
I do remember the battle like it was yesterday.
The Merrimack was actually a regular ship that the North had built, and then the South salvaged it and then put iron on it.
Wow.
Remember seeing the pictures of that? The Merrimack looked like a barn roof. A floating barn roof.
Yes.
And then the Monitor looked more like a submarine with a little gun turret that stuck out of the water.
I remember that from fifth grade history books.
Monitor and the Merrimack. And I think the South renamed the Merrimack something else. Like after like the Carolina or something. Well, after one of their southern states.
How about that?
But this was the date that they sent the Monitor out to do what it does. And from all historical reports, the actual battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack, pretty boring. Not a whole lot took place. One of them, it took them like 7 or 8 minutes just to reload the big gun.
Well, when one of those big metal boats showed up back in those days, these people had to be like, what? What do we do with this?
Yeah, who knows? It's all new. It changed naval warfare forever.
Yeah, it did.
That was 1862. 1933... You know, the Monitor is kind of like my contract here on Bob FM. It's ironclad. Carte blanche would be a term that I would use. How about Lone Ranger? Heard on radio for the first time ever.
Who'd believe it?
Thing ran for 2,956 episodes. Ended in 1955. So this theme, the William Tell Overture,
yes,
heard for the first time in relation to the Lone Ranger.
Really?
On this date, 1933.
Where were you?
The Mahatma died on this date, 1948. The Mahatma.
I've got my Mahatma on, man.
You could also call him Mohandas if you'd like, or just call him Gandhi, but you doesn't have to call him Johnson.
Okay.
Indian nationalist Gandhi died. If your name is Gandhi, people are gunning after you.
Yeah, they sure
Indira,
are.
Indira, Mahatma, doesn't matter. He died at the age of 78. He was killed. He was assassinated by a Hindu extremist in New Delhi on this date, 1948. He liked to fast. That's something, you know, I got to get down with that whole fasting thing.
Do you really?
I hear it's good for your soul.
Well, it sure is.
And for your waistline. It's but good. Maybe not your metabolism. It may affect that negatively.
No, it's good for your souls because you're lighter on your feet.
1961, I Fall to Pieces, this tune. There's a good chance you've heard this on Bob FM. Written by the great songwriters who didn't always collaborate together, Hank Cochran and Harlan Howard.
Harlan Howard is a legend.
Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces, this single released on this date, 1961. It would eventually receive the Billboard Song of the Year Award for 1961.
Wow.
In 62, the Flying Wallendas had some issues on this date. In 62, two members of their high wire act killed. They had a seven-member pyramid. It collapsed during a performance in Detroit, Michigan. I wanted to look into that. Were they doing it on a high wire?
Right.
I'm assuming they were. The Flying Wallendas don't do anything. The Flying Wallendas, they don't do anything on the ground.
No.
Everything is up in the air,
right,
on trapezes and wires
high
and
wires.
Things like that. So I'm assuming that had to be kind of scary in 62. 1968, you've heard of the Tet Offensive?
Yes.
In the Vietnam War, North Vietnamese soldiers and Viet Cong guerrillas launched surprise attacks on South Vietnamese provincial capitals, the Tet Offensive, this date, 1968. The very same date, the Vikings drafted Ron Yeary.
Oh, wow.
The offensive tackle from Southern Cal. The 1968 draft was held on this date. It's interesting how the draft has morphed into a big event.
Yes.
And now it's later on in April. Before, they did it like right after the Super Bowl, and they did it in like a hotel room. Now they do it in stadiums. 1968. 1969.
Don't let me down.
Oh, no worry. You don't have to.
Don't let me down.
I won't let you down, John Lennon. PETA might have an issue with their appearance on the rooftop at Apple Records.
Don't let me down.
I think two of the four Beatles are wearing fur coats. This was the gig ever, the Beatles, 1969. Their rooftop on the concert, or the concert on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Apple headquarters in London, Apple Records, 1969. Last time they would be together.
You know, I had a kid that I went to junior high school with, and he was just this big Beatles fanatic. And then every day after school, we'd go to his house and listen to five or six Beatles albums.
Wow.
By the end of that year, I never wanted to hear another Beatles song.
And you survived.
I did.
And then was it bigger than Jesus. That's my Liverpoolian accent.
That's
there for
really, really good.
That was in 69, 72. You know, it was the Tet Offensive in 68 and 72. It was something called Bloody Sunday. In Northern Ireland,
yes,
British soldiers killed 13 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers. That was ugly.
Yes.
In 1972.
And U2 went on to have a song.
Bloody Sunday,
yes,
you're correct. 1975, Erno Rubik applied for his patent for his magic cube.
I hate that man.
Yeah. I never, ever did have the patience to even get close. I don't even think I got one side.
I got a Rubik's Cube 1 year for Christmas gift, and it came with a hammer.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Just throw it right out the window. 1975, Rubik's Cube. 2000 this date.
Probably the final play of the game. In regulation. It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot.
The greatest show on turf.
Jones made the tackle.
The St. Louis Rams, led by Dick Vermeil, won Super Bowl 34 this date. Maybe one of the best finishes to a Super Bowl ever.
That was before Al Michaels would say, NBC.
Well, you know, as you get older, you lose control of your embouchure.
That's right.
And your jowls and various other muscles
tonight
that are used.
On NBC.
Sounds a little bit like Sean Connery.
Right.
Sean Connery doing play-by-play.
Tonight on NBC.
But the Rams beat the Titans 23-16. That last-minute, last-second tackle just at the one-yard line. Preserving the win for the Rams.
How about that?
2006, Coretta Scott King, dead. The widow of Dr. Martin Luther King, age of 78. We lost her 12 years ago. Birthdays today, Gene Hackman. You know, when you list down some of the great college basketball coaches of all time, you're going to go Coach K, you're going to go with Dean Smith, you're going to go with Adolph Rupp, and you got to go with Gene Hackman from Hoosiers, right? You just got to.
Absolutely.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
He is such a confident coach. He only has four players out there after a guy fouls out. My team's on the floor. I'm playing with four. Is that confidence? Is that overconfidence? Is that cockiness? I don't know.
I think it's cockiness.
I think the proof is in the pudding as far as how much success Gene Hackman would have. He's had a lot of success as an actor as well. Love him as Lex Luthor.
Yes, Mr. Luthor.
Gene Hackman is 88 today. Vanessa Redgrave, 81. Lynn Redgrave's sister. She is an Oscar and Emmy-winning actress.
Really?
Vanessa Redgrave.
Redgrave.
81. Dick Cheney, probably still, even though he's not vice president, he's still held up in a bunker somewhere.
Oh, yeah, he would have to be.
Yeah, well, they do that so he doesn't shoot other people while he's hunting.
Right. I was going to say, don't plan any hunting trips on the Cheney farm.
Our former vice president, Dick Cheney, 77.
I got to know what you're doing, doing me with your love.
With your love.
I'm singing the Gray Slick part.
Marty Ballin.
Marty Ballin. I was a big fan of the Marty Ballin era of Starship there because, you know, a lot of light rock, great voice.
He went solo, too.
Yeah, with a big hit called Hearts.
Yep.
Marty Ballin is 76. He was a founding member of Jefferson Airplane, and then he left, and then he came back like in the mid-70s and had a run of hits like that one, and You Can Count on Me. Miracles is a good one,
That's
too.
That's a good song.
Marty Ballin, 76.
How can you just walk away from me?
Phil Buddy.
When all I can do is watch you leave. Cause we shared the laughter and the...
There he is performing then at Wembley, and then, of course, he caught the plane, the Concorde.
Right?
Really knew me.
Speed of Sound. He traveled over to Philadelphia and performed over there.
There's no truth to the rumor that his real last name was Rupp.
He, the thing that he did, you know, he went from London to Philadelphia on that one day, and his hairline receded 2 inches. It was that long of a trip, you know. He was the balding drummer. Phil Collins is 67 today. Curtis Strange won both the 88 and 89 U.S. Open.
Mr. Excitement.
PGA golfer. Now, I like him as a commentator, as
I
an analyst.
Too. Yeah, I
Curtis
do too.
Strange is 63. Brett Butler, the comedian and actress, had her own show.
Libby, leave your brother alone. Quint, sit still.
Why do I have to wear a tie?
Because I don't have a leash. Libby, leave your brother alone.
Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. She was funny. Brett Butler is 60 today.
Is that Paula Abdul?
No, it is not.
Madonna.
Very similar. It's a gal by the name of Jody Watley.
Oh, okay.
Had a big hit with Looking for a New Love. You know, she was a former solid gold dancer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Solid gold.
Jody Watley is 59. We got a country singer on our list today.
They were angels in waiting.
One of the Cochrans, not Anita, but Tammy Cochran. No relation. Tammy Cochran is 46 today. The lead singer of Guns N' Roses. No, wait a minute. That's Axl Rose. This is Jalen Rose.
Jalen.
Former basketball player. He was one of the Fab Five with Michigan and had a nice NBA pro career. He is 45. Christian Bale.
If I get him to you, can you get him to talk? You want me? Here I am.
Oh,
here
he's Batman. He's Batman, and his
you
voice.
Are me. Here
he must
I
have
am.
Smoked a lot as, you know, he smoked more as those movies went because his voice got raspier and raspier from Batman Begins to Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
You know, he went from filtered to non-filtered cigarettes.
Well, that's going to happen. I mean, all that tar.
Right.
That tar is going to have an effect.
Sure
even
is.
Even if you are Batman, Christian Bale, he's more than just Batman, American Hustle, American Psycho. He was in a lot of good things. He's in this new one. Is it Hostiles? What is it? It's a new Western movie, and it's getting really good reviews.
I love the new Westerns that come out. Did you see the remake of Magnificent Seven?
I did, and I gave it 2 thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Bale, the big 44 today on the Almanac.
Good old days don't wash away, just like that Georgia clay.
Josh Kelly is really his only big hit. Georgia Clay. He's the older brother of Charles Kelly, one third of Lady Antebellum.
Who knew?
Josh Kelly is 38, and he's married to Katherine Heigl, one of my favorite actresses.
Who knew?
You didn't know that she was one of my favorite actresses.
No, I didn't.
Would you know?
How would I
know? I don't really disclose that information very often. Today's rapper of the day is Kid Cudi.
Oh, yeah!
Kid Cudi.
Sark.
I couldn't find any of his audio. That's funny.
Yeah, well, it's because it's all rated.
Kid, right, parental advisory.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi is 34.
Right.
Go.
All right. Gone but not forgotten on this day. Former President of the United States, FDR. It's no truth to the rumor that he's from Delano, Minnesota, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt, born in 1882.
Franklin Glencoe Roosevelt.
That's it.
Litchfield.
Hutchinson. John Ireland, the actor, born on this day in 1914. He was in Spartacus and All the King's Men. David Wayne, he was born on this day in 1914. He was in Adam's Rib and The Three Faces of Eve. Remember Martin?
Now, on Adam's Rib, do you like dry rub or do you prefer a wet sauce?
No, dry rub, always.
Okay,
always, especially when they're smoked at length, okay? actor, comedian Dick Martin, born on this day in 1922.
Say goodnight, Dick. Goodnight, Dick. Goodnight to all of you, and thanks from all
good
of
night,
us.
Goodnight, Dick.
He and Dan Rowan created the classic TV variety show, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. Oh, that was awesome. Morton Stevens, he did not invent salt. He was born on this day in 1929. Got a couple of his Emmys for his work on the TV series Hawaii Five-0. Book him, Dano. His other credits include Gunsmoke and Gilligan's Island.
He did that. He was the music guy.
Yeah. Now, could you? I was hoping you were busting into the Gilligan's Island theme.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a faithful trip.
Musician Steve Marriott, born on this day in 1947. He was in Small Faces and Humble Pie. And Trinidad Silva Jr., born in 1950, he starred as Jesus Martinez on the TV drama Hill Street Blues. And golfer Payne Stewart, born on this day in 1957.
Payne Stewart is the 1999 U.S. Open champion. Oh, my.
Oh, he made the putt. If you guessed, if you couldn't see it, he made the putt. Just FYI.
And he had a lot of courage to wear the clothes that he did.
Yeah, he did the knickers and the knockers and the bloomers and the whole thing, little hat. And he was very colorful. He won the U.S. Open that was here in 91. And then, of course, perished in that awful private Learjet where they lost compression. Pretty much everybody froze. That's what they think happened. And then it crashed in North and or South Dakota, one of those two.
Yep, they are gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, they are gone. They're not forgotten. And Neil's gone for another day, so that means you get to do Almanac again tomorrow. What a treat.
You know, I'm just so fired up as it's nice to be gone, but not forgotten.
Love is a burning thing.